listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1.
A 2020 ahoy to you, Hamish.
We're back. Ahoy, boys.
Ahoy, Jacko.
Happy 2020 to you too.
Yes. I think certainly when people complain of people saying Happy New Year around about 2 weeks out from January. Although I think
Happy Olympic season. That's a nice early one.
Chinese New Year's in April, I think.
No. End of Jan.
End of Jan, is it?
I think it's kind of
you're on the rat.
Chinese fiscal year, I think,
sure.
Is April.
Well. A symbol that Andy's lost touch with the common man already, monitoring his offshore accounts for the rest of us. It is only the Chinese New Year. Free dumplings, street parties, that's what we're interested in, not what the Hang Seng's doing.
World,
must be nice.
A lot of people work in the finance sector. Asia
sure,
was obviously
your friends.
A huge...
Well, you call them friends, and they're more employees. But I know for a fact, to be fair, you have a good rapport with them.
Hey, also ahoy to the Walters family,
yeah,
who sent this in from the desert of North America.
Jeez.
Hello, Hamish and Andy. This is the Walters family messaging from the middle of the Mojave Desert, where there's not a lot for us to do, and we thought we would spend our time navigating how to upload this audio file. While we're here, we've got a couple of messages from the family. Ready?
Stay away from cigarettes, Andy. Happy birthday, Andy.
Please, an SP. Thank God it was SP. But that is a wonderful message for the young to be giving you, Anna. Yeah. Hope it falls on receptive ears. Cigarette count today?
0.
Attaboy. And it's that kind of attitude.
It's the same amount for my whole life.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
It remains the same.
0 today is the positive news. You keep that up, mate. You can
tough. It's a tough start.
You can
for
say
me.
Once tough. I was a smoker, and I gasped no more.
Tough start for me with a 3-year-old telling me to put down the cigarettes.
It is lovely to hear, and that's it. Look, to be honest, if you're stuck in the desert or if you're in any situation where you have an absolute abundance of time to kill, please, by all means, navigate the website, go through the laborious protocol of clicking open menus, attachments,
easy.
Files, checking.
Oh. So many over the break. So many
really?
Over the break.
Anyway. Well, hope we get to them all this year. Because I know for a fact about October you were absolutely panicking.
Well, in an attempt to turn the tide.
Yes.
and absolutely hold up a mirror to the onslaught that I'm getting from you and bounce it right back at
Fair's
you.
Fair.
There was a large promise, which I think you reckon you forgot you made. And I've been counting down the days to the podcast starting again. But there was a promise you made in the very last show of last year.
Refresh my mem.
You said, you're meant to give us a big finish. Jack stuffed
a bad one. And unfortunately, for those that remember, the big finish was hijacked by hackers who demanded a Bitcoin ransom.
Yep.
Coincidentally, the same amount of Bitcoins that Jack lost.
And he'd lost.
We were left with a lose-lose scenario. Mm. The listeners lost the big finish. And of course, Jack's Bitcoins remained lost as well.
Yep.
Which were your Bitcoins as well. So really a lose-lose-lose.
And then at the end of the show, after the big finish had failed...
Well, I'd been hacked.
You said this.
Was it good? Can you at least tell us?
What was it? Oh, really?
Yeah. It was so big, too. It sucks, Jack. It sucks,
We
man.
Will see you.
Definitely sucks.
We will see you next year.
We'll be back next year with a big start. Right. I was reminded of this over the break.
Mm-hmm.
And to the people emailing...
Before to a big start, hey?
People emailing, DMing... of course, it was always done with the tone that they were like acting as if I'd forgotten.
Hmm.
I did not forget to prepare a big opener.
Okay.
It's 2020.
Yep.
It's our third year of this podcast.
Yep.
I think it deserves a big opener.
Yep.
We've had openers before, but not a big opener.
Hmm.
I prepared something so big that obviously it can't be contained within this studio. It couldn't be done here.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to take the recording equipment over the Christmas break, working in my own time. For the show, to the Sydney Opera House. They would have rented for one day.
Alongside Solange. She did some concerts out of this. Did you see her? Did you remember
Solange? Yeah, Beyonce's sister.
Yeah.
Nodded hi. We had a sort of a nod. I was very focused. Had I been there for fun, I probably would have said hi.
Yeah.
But I was there. One day rehearsal, one day to get the take, as we say. And I recorded it. Now, I didn't want any hacking problems, so I bought the hard drive in myself offline because I knew if I had it on a computer, hackers could get it because it'd be connected. So I bought the hard drive in safe and sound. I've plugged it into the desk. Mm. I hope that this works, that the hard drive delivers. I've plugged it in now. Mm. Now, of course, it's online now, but nothing's going to happen.
Quickly,
here we go. Okay, Jack, here we go. Load it up. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the big opener.
We've rehearsed this. We've done a dry run, everyone. Thank you for coming in over the Christmas holidays. I really appreciate it. We've got one shot at this. If it works, it's going to sound so awesome, episode one of the podcast. It's cost me a fortune. I mean, if this doesn't work, my kids ain't going to high school. But I believe in it. It's going to sound great. Here we go. 3, 2, our pyrotechnics.
What's up?
Warning, hard drive corrupted.
No. Sorry, guys. I just initiate reboot protocol. Sorry about this. That's...
Initiating reboot protocol.
Okay.
Reboot protocol successful.
Yes. Okay, great. Phew.
Uh-oh. Previous reboot protocol overridden by hackers.
Oh, hackers. Sorry, I'll just thwart them. Let's try and do this. Sorry about this. All good, guys? What have they done?
Oh, no. Previous thwarting of hacking thwarted by hackers.
Damn it.
Big opener corrupted by hackers from the dark web.
Oh, okay, I'm just going to try one last trick. I'm so sorry about this. One last trick trying this. Oh, this could work.
Last trick. Unsuccessful. Big opener lost forever.
Oh, no. Friggin' hackers. I don't want to start a war, but that, man, that boils my turkey, man. Friggin' hackers, I'm PO'd at that.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, you must feel upset, and I feel really upset due to the, as I said, 2 days of Opera House hire and all that.
Yep.
And just at the last minute, of course, you've got to plug it in to play it, and they were waiting. I mean, this stinks of an ambush. They knew.
The listeners will be upset.
They will. And I need to make good. And I just wonder, you call it a day, or you do the right thing, which is you promise a big start to the Chinese financial year, whenever that is.
April.
We think.
Haim, I know we've come flying back with just clearing up things from last year and big statements made.
We have had time to think.
Yes. Bad luck again on the big opener getting hacked.
Really annoying. In fact, I'm ropeable against hackers. Only those doing evil. I'm sure there's a lot of hackers out there who would like to spring to my aid and hunt down the people that have done this.
Yep.
To which I say, look, appreciate the offer. Let me just assess the options here before we go nuclear on this. Mm. But, they're scoundrels. They were clearly waiting for that. That's a real low blow.
I need to clarify something just quickly off the bat. The Chinese fiscal year is a calendar year. But I was thinking Hong Kong, April 1, obviously part of China. That's where I got my wires crossed there. Will you have the big opener ready for the Hong Kong fiscal year?
I'd like somebody, I'd like a Chinese national to contact the show and explain the difference from the Hong Kong financial year to the Chinese mainland financial year. Yep. I would have assumed they're the same. I did say, and I can't go back on my word, I will have a big opener ready for the Chinese financial new year.
Now, that's next year. That's January. That's December 31st.
They don't go off Chinese New Year?
No.
They go off...
They just go calendar
Western
year.
Calendar year.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's unlucky. That seems a long way away. What a shame. I could have just gone again. But okay, if that's the case, let's get a little clarification on that. Certainly not putting it off, just seeking more clarification.
Okay. Last year, Jack, it came to our attention, as Hamish just touched on before, that you lost the passcode for your Bitcoin, also the remainder of my Bitcoin.
That's right.
And I think we had a little deal that if my memory serves really correctly, went like this. What I'd like, Jack, in exchange, is one big ask.
Like you get to when you think of it, ask for any favour and I can't say no.
Yep. Give me a big ask.
What about this? You have all summer to find the Bitcoin. But if you come back episode one of next year and you haven't found it, if you haven't found Andy's 0.189, the big ask is in play and I will mediate it.
That is sadly only fair.
Classic case of Ando realizing the power he is in and using it to leverage something that was fictional, which is probably, that's safe to say, the Bitcoin ever coming back is fictional into something that's real.
To my credit, though, favor Jack, debt. Someone DM'd me on Instagram saying that they could find the Bitcoin.
I've had a few of those too, but
and I passed it on to you and Jez.
Thank you. And I was in contact with her, but still have not been able to retrieve the Bitcoin.
Right.
It is unhackable. So the only way to get it is to find the passcode that I wrote down somewhere.
Yeah.
I just don't know where I've put that.
Oh, and I would like to send a message to all these bastards that keep hacking my stuff. You know, let's put your skills to use.
Yeah.
Please hack
Jack's.
Please hack into the missing Bitcoin accounts and do the right thing. Make up for what you've done. Yeah. That'd be a nice gesture.
And Bitcoin's flying back. So it would be good to get our hands on that part.
Love, of all the times, now's the time. Love to get it back.
Okay, Jack, how'd you go?
Well, I have a note in my bag that I want to give to you.
Okay.
And sorry, I squished it. I put my computer on. I didn't mean to squish it up.
Jeez, this is real Year 9 Jack post. Got it written all over.
It is from his mum and dad.
Lovely. It's in a plastic pocket. Because it seems like an old school project.
So it doesn't get destroyed on my way to school.
Is this your budget way of laminating it?
I don't have a laminator at my disposal.
Okay. To whom it may concern. Then it says, Dear Mr. Blake and Mr. Lee. So we are the obviously people it concerns.
Maybe using an old template. Do your mum and dad have to do these letters a lot?
Over summer, Jack has been spending much of his time helping his elderly neighbour with chores around her house. He has also had his young cousins in town and he has been taking them out for ice cream and to the movies.
I see where this is going, Jack.
With this increased extracurricular load, Jack has been unable to complete his assigned Bitcoin homework. We request that you allow Jack a 3-month extension. Jesus. You are turning into a mini Hamish. You've come back with the dumb beard.
Why is my beard dumb?
It's impossible to get on to you from time to time.
Jack, game recognised game. I think that seems fair.
Thank you,
Hamish. Hamish has managed to postpone his big opener to when we finish the year.
How dare you? You selected the date and I got hacked. Where's the sympathy?
Okay. We request that you allow Jack a 3-month extension to find the Bitcoin password and return Andy's Bitcoin.
Right.
We have spoken to Jack about reducing his extracurricular activities over the next 3 months so he can properly focus on retrieving the Bitcoin password.
Good boy.
Thank you for understanding, Jill and John Post, and both their signatures look very similar.
But their signatures are in different pens.
You must have got mum as she was going to work and got your dad at a different day. And that shows a lot of seriousness that you took this letter. Everyone in the family took this letter seriously. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what happened.
It sounds to me, Jack, like you made best endeavours over summer.
Thank you.
And it sounds to me like the only thing that got in way were good deeds.
Yep.
Who are we to say that Andy's favour he would have asked you wasn't to perform a good deed anyway? So maybe the question is, Andy, has Jack already done the favour? Were you going to ask him to do a good deed?
You're going to have 2 months.
I think 3 sounds about right.
Well, I think 0 sounds about right. But because he's made up a letter.
Well, I mean, the poor kid's spent his whole summer doing good deeds.
He's made up a fake letter. Don't give him a thumbs up. What is... 2 month extension, Jack.
Let's call it 10 weeks. Gentleman's agreement. A gentleman's 10.
By,
and then, Jack, in 10 weeks, password.
By show 90.
By show 90, you better have that password now. I'm on Andy's side here too. I'm not... Or a bloody good reason why we give you another extension.
I understand and I accept. Thank you.
Ando, of course, we enjoyed a short break over Christmas.
Yes.
Time to shake it out.
Yep.
Walk around a little bit and then get straight back into podcasting. But even though we were relaxing...
It was a quarter of a year we took off.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to just put all your clothes away.
nearly put my back out. We shook so much.
I managed to get some naps in too, just to sort of rejuvenate from the shaking it out. But it's all shook out now.
Good.
And we're back. And a lot of the tension's gone.
Yeah.
But let's re-tense you with some things that upset you.
Everything is neat and practical, 'cause that's the way he likes it. But what if it wasn't? Upset Andy.
A lot of people finding a lot of things that could potentially upset you, like things.
Well, I went and visited you on the Lego Masters set.
Yes, at the end of last year we were shooting Lego Masters.
Went into the brick pit.
I did notice. It did tell you that I think the brick pit would appeal to you in the way that it's all, obviously, each part, each Lego element is put in the same spot. However, you did come and visit mid-challenge.
Yes, and some pieces had dropped into other buckets, Jack.
And Andy was wondering,
just in my spare time,
he could eliminate some of the messy contestants and maybe get them off the show for crimes against the brick pit. We haven't. I don't think it will be in this season, but gives you a good idea of, 3 million pieces. Real powder keg in there for you, because it could either be 3 million Lego pieces of wonderfulness or infuriating.
It only takes one for it to be infuriating.
Like, that's the tough thing about living as an Andy.
Did you steal any, Andy?
I did.
Yeah, me too. And then Haim said that I could actually make myself and take it home with me. So then I felt bad about the guy I shoved in my pocket before he said that.
I mean, I reckon I've stolen close to 5,000 pieces of Lego. And it's just sort of accepted as a given that that's what I do. it's like Scotty Cam walking off the block every day with a Makita drill. They're just going, that's what I do, guys.
All right, Hans.
All right, here's the things to upset you. All the way from Sweden, we've got, is it Nils or Niles? Ahoy.
That'd probably be Nils.
Nils, how are you?
Yes, Nils. Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Very good, Nils.
Nils, where about in Sweden are you?
I'm in Stockholm.
Ah. Cracking spot.
Yes.
Nils, ahoy. Welcome to our Swedish listeners. Mm. Nils, do you have something to upset Andy?
Yeah, I do. You know, in the summer, you like to put ice cubes in your drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't always prepared the ice cubes, so I just find the next best frozen thing from my fridge. Sometimes a frozen vegetable and sometimes, like, bread.
So, Nils, if you were making an Aperol spritz for Andy instead of 10 cubes of ice, you might just have a French stick or a frozen carrot in the drink.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't have too much flavor.
Yeah. I mean, the laws of heat exchange apply.
Yes.
The cold thing sucks the heat out of the drink.
Thank you, Nils.
I mean, that works.
That upsets me.
Cold's cold, Nils.
Skål to that, which is cheers in Swedish.
But, Swedish. If anyone knows about coldness, it's Swedes.
Okay,
I'm going to start doing that. Why am I going to the effort of these ice cubes when I've got a perfectly good carrot?
Adam, ahoy to you.
How you going, gents?
Very good, mate. Adam, have you got something that upsets Andy?
Possibly. Every Thursday, I listen to the podcast on the way into work, but the podcast is about 5 to 10 minutes longer than my trip.
Yep.
So you've got a little 5 to 10 minute, just put it in your back pocket, don't worry about it, and listen to a freshie next Thursday.
Oh, no.
And when do you listen to the end?
Well, every 4 or 5 weeks, you get a little non-chronological snack pack, a little bonus.
Little NCSP. It's the best way to consume the leftovers.
No.
So Adam, and I assume we'd be thrown in that snack pack along with other podcasts.
Oh, mostly just you guys.
Mostly just us. All right. So it's just Hamish, Andy and Jack picking up somewhere towards the end of every show.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be changing podcasts mid-commute, do you? That's not very safe. So
not at all.
Just set her up and go, and away you go.
Oh, and your player, like, just bangs through all the remainders.
Yeah, it remembers where you are. So if I go back, it'll just go bang, bang, bang. Keep giving me snack packs. But I don't – so it makes some episodes a bit confusing when you're talking about, I don't know, I think you met the guy with the chicken shop.
Yeah, Sachin.
Your local one. Yeah, Sachin, yeah. He was in the end of one episode, so I was a bit lost one episode, but it doesn't matter, fast and loose.
Fast and loose.
Yeah.
Consumption is consumption. Who says you have to do it in order?
It's not the recommended dosage, but from my standpoint, I'd never do it, but thanks, Ads. Mithra.
Mithra, do you have something to upset Andy?
I do. My gas ruts in my car boot stopped working. so what? I couldn't really open it. I just kept having to hold it up.
Hang on, so what's in your car boot stop working?
The gas struts, you know, that like helps your boot open.
Ah, that makes a boot go pss.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I just decided to put a piece of wood in my boot, so I just prop that up whenever I have to use it.
That's fine.
Nah.
That is fine, isn't it? Wood prop?
A wood prop. Actually,
it makes it look like a bear trap.
I mixed on this one because...
That is a good solution.
It is a good solution.
But will you ever get it fixed, Mithra?
Highly doubtful.
Yeah, you don't
need
to.
I take it for a service and then they, ask you about it.
Sounds pricey to me. I would say that the system you've got is working fine, so why would you... That's the thing with a lot of car companies will tell you not to replace their components with wood, but a lot of the time it will work.
Nah. I feel like it's fast and loose. I feel like it's fine.
It is fast and loose.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, not for me. I think... Look, I understand...
If you were Mithra's dad, what would you be saying to her?
Well, if I was Mithra's dad, I'd have a look at it myself.
Yep.
And then if we couldn't get it fixed, just the two of us,
yep.
Next service, yeah, I'd get them to have a little look at it.
No, but Mithra.
Mithra.
No. Come over to Uncle Hamish's house. I'll buy you a brand new piece of wood.
Perfect. You can fix them next time.
I will. Let's finish this up. Will, have you got something to upset Andy?
Yeah, just quick congrats to Haim on the heaps bigger penis.
Hang on. This is
that, Will. We don't mention the superior penis. Obviously, something I'm trying to put behind me, as you can imagine, a very difficult thing for me to put behind myself. Yeah, but I do appreciate it. Will, tip of the hat.
I'm with you on that.
Congrats
to you too. You sound like you're doing
fine. Superior bladder.
It's an SP. Look, I just want us to stop talking about it full stop, Ando. I'm on your side.
The hose
I got a small one as well, Ando.
I'm on your side, Andy. I want us to not... I obviously don't want to be known for this, but as you point out yourself, Will, facts are facts, and so appreciate your thanks, and we'll move on.
That's not a fact, though.
Will, what's your... what have you got to upset Andy?
So it's breakfast thing. So in the morning, I usually... get them bananas, but yep. I don't have time to get the knife out and the chopping board out, chop up the bananas. So I'll just peel back the banana, bite off chunks of it and spit it into the yogurt.
Why, great call, Will. Why would you look around the kitchen for a knife when Mother Nature gave you 35 or whatever in your head? You got them in your head. You don't have to find a knife.
Bye, Will.
That's really good, Will.
Haim, I went to a memorial service for my very first coach of cricket.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lady called Mrs. Orr. She passed away, but she brought amazing work to the community of cricket through the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. When we were there, my mum and dad came along.
Yep.
And there's always a hymn at those type of services.
Sure. Well, it can be, but yeah.
Mum, I think, put in the worst performance I've ever heard anyone.
Andy mentioned this the day after, Jack. He thought it was a stinker.
I've ever heard anyone sing the hymn.
Yeah.
I understand people don't know the tunes of all hymns.
Any.
Well, I mean, you know most of them because you're in the National Boys Choir back in the
chorister. They still are filed away. Man of the world, Jack.
And Mike, you got on a scholarship for singing carols as well. So.
Yes, I had a 50% choir scholarship to my high school.
Andy was the choir captain of his school.
So we know him.
We've got them. You've got them back. You've got your classics, but not all. Not like I never went to church, so I don't know the church ones. But you know the big hits.
The big hits, yes.
Like,
Well, why does
need I name them? They're such big hits.
Well, I never knew the names either, and it shows how ingrained they are. Yeah. Because this one started, and I was remember this from school. Those
school assemblies.
And normally, if you didn't know the tune in these situations, you sit back for a verse. Yeah. We had the program. Mum knew there was five verses, but she didn't. She decided to go out all blazes, all guns blazing.
Mike's giggling. Obviously a no-no in the chorister world.
All guns blazing from the very first verse. I'm like, Mum, sit back, listen to how it goes for a bit, and then join in. But obviously not.
Because wait for the priest to drop the treble or something, and then and point the mic to the crowd, and that's the bit you yell out.
So anyway, I thought we could have some fun with... I haven't asked her about it. I kept it between us because I thought it'd be fun for us to call her on the podcast.
Yep.
But I thought you maybe right before thing. That, Mike, we could try this. She's pretty savvy to us pranking her after all these
years. She's calloused.
Yeah. Try ringing... it was at the Wattle Park Chalet, mm-hmm. this particular service. They held a lot of services.
Chalet? Wattle Park's quite an inner... Melbourne suburb, isn't it?
Yeah. It's in a big park, though. Wattle Park is a huge...
Do you have a chalet in a not a ski field setting?
They've done it.
They've done it, haven't they? I've just never heard of a suburban chalet.
It's an inner suburban chalet. Anyway, was that the water?
Chadstead, isn't it?
It's on your way.
Yeah.
Drop past the chalet. It'd be a good move, wouldn't it? Oh, we spend some time at the chalet before we... Great.
It's actually what yeah, you get families visiting from other countries yeah. going, oh, he sends wonderful chalet in Melbourne.
Anyway, I was at the Wattle Park Chalet. If you could call as if you were from there mm-hmm. and there's a choral group that maybe meets there Thursday nights yeah. and yep. you scouted it.
Talent scout.
And just go, we'd think you'd be perfect for the group. If yeah. she gets that just, far...
Do we go to Mike I was standing nearby.
And a lady was standing nearby and then suggested you'd be perfect, something yep. like that.
Okay, great.
You got all that?
And yeah. Is the aim here to get Mark to sing the thing?
Oh, if it gets that far, but if you can you just say, give us.
We'd love to hear a bit of it.
Hear a bit of any hymn.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I'll do my best.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry. I was actually looking for Margaret Lee, but that doesn't sound like a Margaret.
No. You're sitting beside me. I'll just put you on.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is that Margaret Lee?
Yes.
Hi there, Margaret. My name's Darren. Sorry to bother you. I actually got your number through the Baldwin Cricket Club after a service you attended last week at the Wattle Park Chalet.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great to speak to you. Was that the first time you have been to the Wattle Park Chalet?
No, we've been before to another funeral.
Oh, okay, well, I actually work there. And look, I know this is maybe a little bit weird, but one of the ladies that was at the service was actually sitting quite close to you. And look, I sort of look after a little choral group that we have going on at the chalet group, and she just said that you had the most incredible voice.
And no, I don't. Excuse me, I would have the worst voice. I was the only child who was told at primary school not to just sing in the choir and to just mime.
Really? Because, yeah, my colleague Jeanette said she heard you singing and she just thought you were incredible. And, yeah, I just wanted to get in touch with you to see if you wanted to have a little audition over the phone for our choral group over at the chalet.
No. Thank you very much.
I have on good authority that you had an incredible singing voice on the day.
This is a joke. you rotten person.
Another day, another talent scout trying to get you in their choir, Marks.
Mum, I thought you were one of the worst I've ever heard the other day.
Exactly.
Andy was blown away, Marg, and he must have heard you sing a lot of times, but he couldn't wait to tell me how almost at every turn you volume too early, too off key, no inaccurate lyric selection. Every category he was giving you an F in.
Oh, gosh.
Mum,
you know, I am down at the cafe at St. George's, and poor Antonio, my lovely cafe man, has just had a whole listen of you me shouting that I had no way known would I ever be put
on. Will you ever be chosen to sing?
Antonio
Mum, just quickly
knows.
Then, I know you've got Antonio.
We don't want to hold Antonio.
You're at the cafe. But just quickly, Mum, you know, you didn't know the tune, did you?
Yes, I knew the tune.
Right, okay. I thought you
Andy thought you were deliberately sabotaging it. Andy thought you were doing a prank of your own for your own podcast.
I thought you didn't know the tune and so you were just having a go and I was going to recommend to you.
There can't be that many notes. You've got to hit the right one eventually.
I was going to recommend to you, you can always sit a verse out and then learn the tune and then go for it.
Like they taught you in primary school.
But you think you were just, you knew the tune.
You were so unkind.
Incidentally, Marg, I wasn't there. What was the tune?
I can't remember.
Well, Mum, you have to remember something to remember it. I don't think it was ever in that brain. The evidence was Dad knew it, I knew it, the rest of the congregation knew it, you didn't know it. That was.
Is it possible that you all knew the wrong one and Marg had it right?
Excuse me, I think I did know it. I just can't see.
That's okay. That's okay, Mum. Love you. Love you so much. And I know that frustrating the podcast because is back recording now because you're on it.
Obviously, it's in your head correctly.
Yeah.
Just can't get it out. It's got to be annoying.
Thank you for taking our call.
Oh, that's a pleasure.
Are you, Margie?
Not really.
Bye, Mum. Love you.
Bye, Hay. Bye.
Ando, one thing that's obviously going to be making a return this year to the podcast is what's our unofficial mission, which is to find the world's most skillful people in niche areas that haven't received enough skill attention.
Yeah, the accolades they deserve for really being amazing as something very specific.
Now, we've been going for a few years, so the bar keeps getting raised higher.
Yep.
And we sort of talked about this casually over a beer over Christmas, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we mentioned it the other morning at breakfast when that guy tied the dog... Remember that?
Yeah, this guy.
Guy tied a dog to our table.
Yeah.
Me and Andy were sitting outside having brekkie at this cafe and a guy tied a dog to our table.
What was wrong with his table?
He just tied it up and he went inside.
He was going inside.
And we went, well, I guess we've got a dog now. And then some girls were walking past going, how cute's your dog? And then we said, oh, look, to be honest, we're a bit sick of him. You can have him. Anyway, we were talking about it at that breakfast.
Anyway, came back at us.
No, we didn't give the dog away.
We didn't give the dog away.
An interesting sidebar from that breakfast. But we were saying... We've had a lot of great special skills, but things like just, oh, I've got a great memory or any stuff that falls into that category, we've kind of seen it.
Yeah.
So you need to start, we've got to see.
I'm very good at remembering a TV show, probably out.
Sure.
We're not probably going to go back to that world.
We've had the best and God knows we've had the worst.
Yeah.
And, but.
The Simpsons guy.
Well, yeah. And the Two and a Half Men guy.
Yeah, both.
Jack. I mean, was the Two and a Half Men guy worse?
He was worse. Well, oh, no.
I mean, this is a guy who named a single word from The Simpsons. Yes, we did have this discussion. Anyway, both very bad. We're more interested in the very good end of things, obviously. Yes. Ben got my attention, Ando.
Right.
Ben has got my attention here because it's a skill that I guess we've all tried once in our life. It's sort of a thing people do. You're either a person that does this or you just know you can't.
Yep.
But I guess for the elite amongst us, they try and do it often. And then for the very elite like Ben, they do it every time.
Wow.
He says, I can throw any bed sheet in the air and land it perfectly first shot when making a bed. Oh. Ranging from doonas to the thin lightweight sheets, I have perfected the art of bed making.
So hang on.
They call me, this is slightly contentious, they call me the one throw wonder or Ben the bed whisperer. I don't think any of that's true. he joins us now. Ben, ahoy.
Ahoy, boys, how are you?
We're very good, Benny.
Wonder. It's nice to have you on.
I can't believe it's the Ben Whisperer.
When you say they call me, who are they?
When I say they, I guess the small amount of people which are actually lucky enough to witness me in action. Whether that's my partner or my housemate, and occasionally my parents, if they call me over to make their bed, if they're lucky.
Wow. Has that happened, Ben? Have they gone, look, we've got some sheets, we can't figure it out, we'd like to see the bed whisperer in action?
I'm all about, fast and loose, Hamish. I'm all about efficiency. Good. I don't like making beds just like the guy next to me and the guy next to him. Yep. No one likes making their bed, so I thought, if I could perfect this art and make the bed as fast as possible with the least amount of moves, then I would have won in life. So that's what I've done.
Ben, are you tucking in the corners? Are they hospital corners? I just want to know what you mean by throwing them on.
Let's get one burning question out of the way, can we, first? Because it's all I can think about, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners listening. Fitted sheets.
Fitted sheets. You can't throw a fitted sheet on a mattress.
No, fitted sheet, look, I'm not a magician. I can't work magic.
Yeah. And no one was expecting you to, but I thought, just in case you figured out a way,
that would be amazing.
No.
Fair enough.
So then when it comes to so you're putting down a top sheet?
That's right, I'm putting down a top sheet. So, look, the usual spiel is it ranges from your thin sheets to your medium sheets to your doonas. For me, the easiest one is always going to be the doona. The size of the sheet is a big factor when it comes to this kind of stuff.
I'm fascinated. Having come out of at times hot summer, the thin sheet that, but not having it billow or getting a corner fold back or getting a corner tucked under. Are you saying that you parachute it out every time and it lands with no rollback, no fold back anywhere?
That's right. That's right. Oh, look, I've got a two-step technique
okay.
When it comes to it. I go for height. I'm a fairly tall guy myself. I'm about 6'4", 6'5". I've got long arms,
mm-hmm.
so that works in my favour. So yeah. my first move is to go up high mm-hmm. and kind of throw it out. The next move is to actually pull it back. And when you pull it back, the underside of the sheet
yeah.
flicks out in this perfect
like
motion.
A whip. Yeah.
Like a whip. It's almost like poetry.
Yeah.
And when it lands, I mean, you'll have to see it for yourself. I've been practicing
Ben, where do you
for
live?
Many years now. I live in Brisbane.
It's worth a flight, though, I reckon.
Would you be interested in boarding the absolute cheapest and usually most inconvenient flight to Melbourne for a very, very short amount of time on the ground?
Yep.
Transfers included?
Oh, yep.
You're selling it to me really well. Yeah, look, I've been more than happy to do that.
So can I make this clear? So then it's then perfectly in the middle. It flaps perfectly on both sides.
Yeah, equidistant. Like, so I think what Andy wants to know is the dangle on each side.
Yeah.
If it goes down below the mattress, yeah. that, like, let's say it's 10 centimetres on one side, yeah. is it 10 centimetres on the other side?
Yes, look, that's always the end goal, and that's the thing that I feel like I was trying to work out. How would you judge this?
Well, I think we've got the beginnings of it here. Yeah. I think what we do is you put a sheet on, and obviously how many times you have to do it in a row is we'll talk about in a sec.
Hmm.
But if we're measuring from the top of the mattress down to the bottom of the sheet
yep.
on one side,
yep.
it needs
yep.
to match on the other side or be within, what,
3 centimetres, I reckon, because that's what I'm fine with. I know that sounds crazy, yeah.
But, okay.
Three centimetres.
So the process would be, if this was an Olympic sport, the throw is up,
mm-hmm. yep.
the sheet is in the air,
yeah.
and he's obviously got grip, you know, two hands on it. Then there's the landing.
Yes.
If you yep. land it flat with no fold back or crinkles, that's considered a proper landing.
Yes.
If fold back or crinkle, you're out.
Yeah.
But if you land it flat, we then measure each side, and if they're within 3 centimetres of each other, that's a clean lay.
Yes.
How many clean lays in a row, Ando, out of 5 does he need to hit?
One. I reckon one. I want to give him one go. I don't want out of 5. I just want one go.
Sorry, that was me falling off my chair, literally steadying myself, and I hit the bell.
He goes one go if he nails it. Actually, I'll do it this way. He can get a 8-coin coin if he goes the sheet, then the doona in succession.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll give you 2 goes at the sheet and the doona, but you have to complete the task with the doona after it, because the doona is pretty easy.
Yep.
And if you get the second of the hat, you can have an actual coin. Or 1-coin coin.
Okay.
Hang on. So if he misses the sheet, yep. he's still playing for a 1-coin coin.
Yes.
But if he gets both, he's playing for an 8.
Hmm.
The burning right? question on my mind is, are you two going to be laying in the bed when I'm making it?
No, we won't.
No way.
One of you.
No.
This is a flat lay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
Queen
well, I mean,
or
you don't
king.
Do it
queen.
Live. To, you're not tucking people in. You're not the tucking in master.
Queen
you're
or
the,
king,
you're the
Ben?
The one throw wonder.
Queen
I
or king?
I am the one throw wonder. I'm used to a queen.
Yep. We'll have one
yep.
of those organised.
If you can pull that out.
Yep.
So we're just doing Duna. We're doing Duna and we're doing sheet.
We will organise the queen. We're doing Duna, we're doing sheet.
Yep. I've got a European.
Andy's got a circular bed, and it's obviously pretty hard to throw a llama pelt on. So.
All right, Ben. We will see you at your earliest convenience.
Probably.
Cheers,
mate. This is big.
First
this is
of
big,
the year.
Benny.
I'm excited.
I'm ready.
Okay. Thank you, mate.
Hey, and first show back for the year. And for those new to the podcast, we obviously recommend going back to EP1.
A lot of people don't. We got a lot of chat from people over the summer going,
can't do it.
Just started going. We've got a bunch of people go backwards,
yes.
like 80, 79, 38, like just go, I've started now, so this is the way I can do it. Do go back to 1.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Or go back to 20. Like,
yeah.
Let's be honest, probably took us 20 to find our feet. Like when you recommend the US office to someone, you always go start at season 2, don't
yes,
really worry about season 1. One.
Yep.
Then when you love it, go back and enjoy season 1 because you'll forgive them.
One thing we do is we're looking for the definitive list
yes.
of power moves. These are small things that will give you the upper hand in
yeah.
everyday life. It's time to do that now.
And there's so many.
Can we kick things off?
Yeah, look, kick it off. I mean, yeah. I mean, I still don't even know where to start. So many came in over the summer.
This came in from Ryan Cunnington.
Yeah.
Ahoy to him. He said, fresh off Valentine's Day, so he must have...
This is recent.
Must have just done it and then gone...
This works.
This works.
Field tested.
He said, if you're on your own, approach a couple, walk up to them and go, so who the hell is this? And then walk off. That'll guarantee they'll have an argument later on in the day.
That's good. It's a nice one for singles out there to know that cracks can appear in even the sweetest of love stories.
Create your own cracks.
Obviously an asshole move. here's another asshole power play. Mm-hmm. This is from Jeremy. He works in a prison.
Oh.
He's a prison guard.
Gee,
started big.
You'd need a power, bit of power in this way.
He says, if you found a prisoner that's got a shank, replace it with a banana. This way when they go to stab someone. They'll be so annoyed because the banana can't penetrate the torso the way that their shank could have. They will then look like a fool.
That will get
them. And then they will really have egg on their face and banana on their hands. So that's a good one. Here's another one. Here's his actual one. Working in a prison, when something doesn't go a prisoner's way, they can become quite angry, which doesn't surprise me, which is often followed by some type of verbal abuse. It does sound like you get that a bit as a guard.
Yes.
I memorise which prisoners have pissed me off, and the next time they leave the unit to go outside, I sneak into their cell and set their alarm clock to go off at 5 a.m. That's the time my alarm goes off to get ready for work. The next morning when I get up for work, I start my day by having a little chuckle to myself, knowing that they're scrambling around the dark looking for the alarm clock to stop. And then sometimes he goes, when I get to work and I see the prisoner, I ask if they've had a good night's sleep to give them a subtle hint that, yes, it was me.
I didn't know prisoners would have alarm clocks.
I guess you can. I mean, you can have little toasters and stuff. I'm just going off Orange's and New Black here. But
yeah, I know, but I assumed, like, isn't there a lights up kind of moment? Because there was lights out kind of moment.
You could have a light. I mean, you are living in a confined space, I think. It's sort of like a hostel with a few more rules. But I think, so you wouldn't be popular if you're waking up at 4 to do push-ups before
Are you allowed a lie-in?
The gang. No, I think it's a bit of a strict up and at 'em.
So you can't, welcome to get up earlier, just can't lay in later.
If you can't fit everything you need to do in during the day between whatever it is, like 7 till 10, which is, you know, then you can hop up early and get ahead of things.
Hey, Mark Thompson writes this. When talking to someone new that you want to impress, but you can't think of the word you might want to say, which happens, don't say, God, I can't think of the word. Say, I can't think of the word in English. So, so it gives you the impressive look that you're bilingual.
And a cricket one.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll appreciate this. In a game of cricket, our team was fielding. Mm. I was bowling and I bowled the batsman out.
Right?
This could actually work well if you're the batsman. It works better if you're the bowler. So you bowled the batsman out. You're already on a high. You wouldn't think you'd need a power move at this moment, but the smart people amongst us, and sorry, this comes in from Chris Barclay, don't miss an opportunity to exert even more power.
Yeah.
I looked at the square leg umpire, who was an opposing team's player who hadn't batted yet, pointed to the stumps and yelled, "Fix those stumps." He had no choice to fix them.
Really like that. Rory Malcolm.
Yep.
He writes an ingenious power move here. Whenever someone asks for toast,
okay,
if they're staying at your house.
And this is a great subcategory. Yep.
Yeah. Give them the end slices. Doesn't matter how much of the loaf you have left.
It's a massive slap in the face.
But add all the condiments side up. So when you give it to them, it doesn't look like it's the end slice.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then when they bite into it, they realize.
I know.
It's okay.
It's just thinner and tougher than the fluff that I had expected.
Yes.
And it's good. Real quick on here from Anton. Thank you, Anton. Works best in an office environment. When somebody's on a phone call and looks really focused on the topic, hand them an object, any object. They will always take it but won't understand why they now hold this object. Simply walk away without an explanation, leaving them confused and rattled.
Very good.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.